This is Akashvani, the news read by Subhadra Ramachandran. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh met Chief of Defence Staff CDS General Anil Chauhan to discuss important issues related to military preparedness in response to the Pahalgam terrorist attack, in which 26 tourists from various states were killed on April 22. According to sources, General Chauhan apprised the Defence Minister about the military strategy and preparations regarding the elimination of terrorism during this time. BSF officers were also present in Delhi for the meeting. Meanwhile, the Indian Navy yesterday successfully carried out an anti-ship missile exercise and said that it is fully prepared for combat at any time, anywhere, and in any manner to safeguard the maritime interests of the country. On the request of the Cabinet, Lieutenant Governor of Jammu and Kashmir, Manoj Sinha, has summoned a one-day special session of the Legislative Assembly today to discuss Pahalgam terror attack. The Assembly will pay tribute to those killed in the terror attack, followed by discussion on the incident and related issues, and then passing a resolution strongly condemning the incident, which sent shockwaves not only in the country but across the world. The Indian diaspora around the world staged protests against the targeted killings of Hindu tourists in the horrific terror attack. From Federation Square in Melbourne to the Pakistan High Commission in London, and from Copenhagen to Pakistan Embassy in Kathmandu, protesters demanded justice and condemned the brutal act of terror. Voices of anger, pain and unity echoed globally as the diaspora stands in solidarity with the victims and calls for action. Indian community members also held massive protests in France's Paris, Switzerland's Zurich, Finland's Helsinki, Spain and several other countries. Meanwhile, J&K Chief Minister Umar Abdullah said he supports for decisive fight against terrorism and its origin, but cautioned against any misplaced action that alienates people on the valley who have voiced their concerns over innocent killings after the Pahalgam terror attack. Umar's remarks came amid a major crackdown on the terror ecosystem, including the blasting of 9 residential houses belonging to active terrorists and their overground workers. Union Health Minister J.P. Nadda said that India is making big strides in cancer care, with a focus on setting up large-scale treatment centres and promoting early diagnosis. Mr. Nadda was speaking at the inauguration of the Expanded Cancer Institute and the launch of the state-of-the-art True Beam unit at the Government Cancer Hospital in Chhatrapati, Sambhajinagar in Maharashtra. He quoted a report by the recognised medical journal The Lancet, which said that with the government's efforts, 90% of cancer patients in India are now starting their treatment within 10 days of diagnosis.
Lancet ab ye kehne lag gaya hai ki detection ke baad treatment within 30 days Pradhan Mantri Jan Arogya Yojana ke tahat 90% patients ko uska treatment shuru ho jata hai. Bahut si aisi baatein hain jo humko batati hain ki hamare swasthya vibhag ke logo ne aur hamare swasthya karmchariyon ne aur hamare swasthya fraternity bahut badhiya kaam kiya hai.
President Draupadi Murmu will present the Padma Awards at the first civil investiture ceremony at Rashtrapati Bhavan this evening. Padma Awards, one of the highest civilian awards of the country, are conferred in 3 categories: Padma Vibhushan, Padma Bhushan and Padma Shri. The awards are given in various disciplines and fields of activities, including art, social work, public affairs, science and engineering, trade and industry, medicine, literature, education, sports and civil service. Canada will go to polls today. This election comes at a time when United States President Donald Trump made several unpredictable global tariff policies and called for Canada to become the 51st U.S. state. Economic stability, cost of living, housing affordability and climate policy issues have become central to the national conversation as voters prepare to cast their ballots. The Indian benchmark equity indices Sensex and Nifty opened higher in the early trade today, supported by positive global cues. At opening, the BSE Sensex was trading up by 314 points or 0.40% at 79,527, while Nifty was up by 89.037% at 24,129 in the opening trade. In IPL T20 cricket, Royal Challengers Bengaluru defeated Delhi Capitals by 6 wickets at Arun Jaitley Stadium in Delhi last night. And that is the end of this news bulletin.